Today in 1950, during his first ever Nashville recording session, Hank Snow records I'm Movin' On. Today in 1958, Jerry Lee Lewis sets his piano on fire in the middle of performing Great Balls of Fire at Alan Freed's Big Beat Show at Brooklyn's Paramount Theater. Jerry Lee was upset that Chuck Berry was chosen to close the concert. Today in 1973, one of the greatest country duets of all time gets recorded during an afternoon session at the Columbia Studios in Nashville. We're going to Hold On by George Jones and Tammy Wynette. Today in 1980, Conway Twitty and Tom T. Hall join the Grand Ole Opry. Today in 1983, scenes for the early HBO TV special starring Dolly Parton called Dolly in Concert get recorded at the Palladium Theatre in London. Today in 1992, Reba McEntire's Is There Life Out There hits number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart. Today in 2001, the soundtrack to the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou is certified platinum by the RIAA, one of my favorite movies ever. Today in 2009, Darius Rucker's It Won't Be Like This For Long starts a three-week run in the top of the Billboard Country Singles chart. Darius co-wrote it with Ashley Gorley and Chris Dubois. And happy 63rd birthday to Reba McEntire, born today in McAlester, Oklahoma. She'll be hosting the ACM Awards on April 15th. And happy 49th birthday to Rodney Atkins, born today in Knoxville, Tennessee. That's your 90 Seconds of Country Music History for March 28th. I'm Andrew Michael.